And then fucking Monica Pulklinski comes along. That fat fucking tub of shit. That obese fucking bastard. With her fat fucking juicy cunt lips. I mean, I don't know what everybody got so crazy about. She was an intern who in turn sucked his dick. That's the job. What, is she going to make a decision? You little fat Marky from Beverly Hills with a fat ass and fat pussy lips. Fuck you, bastard. Just open your fucking yapper. No, maybe he should get cum on the Oval Office carpet. No, open your fucking mouth. They had to make like a big deal over this fucking Marky. It's affecting me. I mean, then she gets the immunity thing. If you tell us everything, and she did. No problem with her. No problem, yeah. Well, he stuck a cigar up a twat. You understand this? And it's not that he did it. I mean, that's like, I do that all the time at home. Everybody does that. Another thing you don't talk about. I mean, I think the president would have been okay with things if she left that out. You know, like, so what if, so she turns her pussy into one of them, cigar humidifiers? Whatever the fuck it is, a hummer? A humidor? Whatever the fuck it was. So he stuck the cigar so the ashtray and lighter wouldn't fall out, that's all. I mean, that's what a girl sitting... Now, you got a picture. She's doing a deposition. There's like 9 guys sitting around. They're like, come again, honey? What'd you just say? What are you sticking your fucking gun? What are you doing now? A cigar. Did you think they got into, like, how they built up to that? Like, did he start with a Marlboro Light? You know what I mean? Go to, like, the hundreds, and then here's a cigar. I mean, do you think her father could ever stand on a golf course again? This is a girl with parents. You gotta understand the father going, I brought this fucking whore into the world. She sat on my lap in a cute little pretty and pink dress. Oh, she's adorable. Take a picture of her here. Take a picture of her here. Did she get pictures with the cigar up her fucking snatch? And then she says, and when I explode him, he would finger me. That's nice. That's nice. That's the other thing the father's got to face on the golf course. That's after the guys go, hey, Frank, whatever the fuck his name is, you know, I don't want to get my ashes on the grass. Where's your daughter's pussy? So I can put my cigar in there a minute, huh? You know what I mean? Where's your daughter's fucking human ashtray, pussy? Here it is. Thank you now. Thank you. Look what I'm doing now. Good for you. Good for you. The cigar's all the way up the fucking twat. Nice. So if the cigar's in a twat, what did he finger? The shitter. Now he's like dipping her fingers in a shitter. Woman it up for that fucking piece of shit to talk about that. If I was the president, I would have drew up all over my fucking dick before I shoved it up a fucking asshole. That would have been the lubricant. Blah! You fucking bastard. And then my friend recently told me she went away to a fat farm. He told me this, that she went there, like, I don't know what they do there even, and she fucked one of the construction guys. The instructor guys. I don't know. She fucks everybody. I can't keep up with her. A pussy just hops from cock to cock to cock. I mean, what'd she do with him? Did he stick like a chinning bar up her pussy and put a couple donuts on his prick? Yeah, look at that. Good for you. Another donut. Another pussy. They let the city walk around and everybody's going, yeah, but she's going to make a lot of money. She's going to make, you think money brings happiness? Let me tell you something right now. I got a lot of money. You think I'm happy?